It was a Friday night in March, and the Morton Potters had lost a close sectional championship game to Peoria Central by 3 points. For Norm Reiser, it was the end of his 7th year as head coach. And for 8 juniors, the end of a fine season. But with that came a long summer, and all the while working very hard, looking to a new season, a new year, another chance.
We went into the season with confidence and with a positive attitude about the season, and one in which we felt like we could certainly improve. And, you know, you look back to the game against Peoria Central, and, gee, Kevin Bontemps had a super game. But Kevin is 10 to 15% better than what he was then, right now at this point in the season. He's improved in a number of aspects of his game, and I think we've shown that that improvement throughout the year. And we're looking forward now to the regional tournament. Like I said, we take them one at a time. We're looking forward to Olympia, and we certainly hope that things work out well and that we do get another shot in the sectional this year.
Weibel picks the ball up to Bogeski. The outlet pass running to front court. Bontemps to the surgeon, who slams! Gubernatorial surgery on a slam dunk! Kaufman. The surgeon was really in the operating room that time.
That may have sparked the plug.
It really is. It brought everybody up. The surgeon slam dunked a pass from Bontemps that time. And credit Bogeski with the outlet pass. 14-14.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Bottle Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Quattro Bandit Run.
Bounce past the joiner on the wing right. Taken away by Bontemps. Kevin runs 2-on-1 with McCafferty. Goes around Anderson and lays it in. Executive action for the governor that time. 41-34, it's a 7-point lead. Bontemps out of nowhere ran with McCafferty that time. Anderson looks, on the wing is Taylor. Left-hand side dribbles to the baseline, takes a shot short. Rebound off a couple hands, off the hands of Bogeski to McCafferty, runs 2-on-2 with Bontemps. Mack up and in! The big Mack attack! 43-34, it's a 9-point lead. And we have a violation. Somebody stepped over the line. It was Sam Joyner. Bontemps on the right-hand side. Kevin in the corner, Weibel. Steve takes the shot from the corner. And it goes down. We'll just tell you where he shoots it from, and the crowd will tell you if he makes it. 52-34.
Roger
38.
Ben's concentrating on playing defense underneath, so Morton's opened up the outside game in the second half.
Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside. Here's Joyner driving the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Bontemps in heavy traffic. Comes down. He's working 2-on-2 with Kaufman up and in. Oh, look at that.
Do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just Quattro Bandit Run.
Kevin up down looks inside, pass Bogeski, bike up down, drop down, pass Kaufman in. Oh, what a move! The surgeon finger rolled one in on the pass from Bogeski, and he gives 5 the other end. Oh, what a move that time. 48-36, 12-point lead. Taylor in the corner on the right. Looks inside. Joyner goes
old
around.
Smoke has got them ears on. He's not on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound and down. Load it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch our bandit run.
Thursday, November 30th, 1978, and the Morton High School basketball season begins with their own invitational tournament. Chillicothe IVC, East Peoria and Peoria Richwoods invade. And when it concludes, it's the Potters with a 3-0 record, with a 91-62 win over the Knights in the championship contest. Then the Olympia Spartans invade. The Potters for the first time over the 100 mark, 102-70. And then the Macomb ball game, an 81-point win, 128-47. Then it's to the road, traveling to Lincoln to play the always tough Rail Splitters. With a home winning streak of over 20 games, the Potters come out successful again, going into the Pekin Holiday Tournament with a record of 6-0. They're seeded number one in that tournament and break two tournament records in a 113-48 win over Rock Island. The always tough Warhawks of North Chicago are next, and a 71-55 hard-fought win for Norm Reiser's team. Then, everyone thought the Potters would be playing Washington, but it was the Moline Maroons that pulled up the upset in the second ball game for Washington in the Pekin Tournament. The Moline Maroons had not received much recognition all year, but they were about to. It was the last 7 seconds following a Brad Baltzel jump shot with 14 seconds to go that made the difference. It was the governor, Kevin Von Temps. Kevin, what was the play?
Coach said try to get the ball into me, and I was supposed to penetrate to the basket if I could, and if I couldn't, if they got two guys on me or whatever, pass it off, try to get it to Andy. What happened, they two-timed me on the inbounds pass, so it went into Steve, and as soon as he got the ball, both guys that were on me went towards him, and I was open, and Steve passed it to me.
The championship game tomorrow or tonight, and Moline has a chance to advance there. And let's see what happens. Norm Reiser wanted a competitive schedule this year. And here's the chance. The inbounds pass goes to Weibel. Steve comes down, gets it to Bontemps. Kevin goes down, lays it up and in! With 3, 2 seconds, 1 second to go! Bontemps lays it in. The pass from Weibel, and it was a dandy. Dropped down the pass to Bontemps at the free throw line. And Kevin wheeled the wand and raced it in. And he was untouched. And there is 1 second to go in the game.
Kevin Bontemps, everybody's all-stater. Kevin, when you get the ball, what's through your mind?
I usually wait till I get up. Usually at half court, I can see what kind of defense they're in, or like if we're running up and they're not set up yet, I try to bring it up fast and see what's open, see what kind of openings they're giving us. And if they're not, if they're all set up, I take it down and set up and see what openings come up.
From behind, vetoed time for the governor, and here's the outlet pass from McGeskey. Kevin drives and puts it in. Executive action for the governor. He not only blocked the shot, he came back and legislated it in. It's 14-10.
Pressured it all, leads for Garrison, and Gray has the basketball on the right hand side. He looks to Weibel. Steve has it, looks at a cutter through, finds Bontemps. Kevin baseline on the right, goes all the way in.
On the pass from Weibel that time. Kevin found the baseline, free on the right, made a good move and put it in. Outlet pass, Bogeski on the rebound. Running to the governor in the front court. Between his legs to the goal! Legislation time for the governor. Went between his legs. Showed him one way, went the other.
Here comes Kevin across the timeline as he works on Nelson. Goes to the left-hand side, stops and fires and hits.
Oh, Kevin is really going to work tonight.
He takes the yo-yo dribble, takes the ball to the right-hand side, spins and goes to the left. On the wing, fires one up and in!
Yeah. Kevin says they're pushing me all over, and he still put it down.
On the wing, ball batted away, into the hands of Bontemps from Weibel. Kevin comes down, up and in!
I think it's going to be a three-point play for the governor here. He is fouled from behind, and it is.
The championship game of the Pekin Holiday Tournament had the host team meeting the Potters, and it was Morton 65, Pekin 43. Morton was the 14th annual Pekin Holiday Tournament champion. Kevin led the way in scoring once again with 24. Steve Weibel was named to the all-tournament team, as was Bon Temps, in an all-tournament unanimous selection. Then it was back to the regular season, a victory over Canton at home, and then a trip to Streeter. The Potters won that contest convincingly, outscoring the opponents 31-9 in period number two and 33-18 in the third quarter. Then on a snowy January night, Chicago Westinghouse, a visitor to Morton 2 years previous with Eddie Johnson and Mark Aguirre, came in once again. Andy Kaufman was injured in the third period of that ball game after the Potters had built up a big lead, but it was dwindling, and near the end of the contest, a big play occurred. It was Mike McCafferty describing the first of two jump balls.
In the first one, I figured that they were going back there, so I tried to get it, and the ball slipped out of my hand. Then they took a shot, and we were lucky enough to get another jump ball. Well, I should say we shouldn't have had a jump ball. I think we should just have the rebound, except for the ref didn't see it that way.
Back to Easel. They're afraid to shoot maybe here a little bit. Free throw line jumper by Jenkins is short. The rebound pulled down by four men, and it's going to be a jump, and Roby's going to be one of them. And I think it might be Steve Weibel, the other one. And that's the way it's going to go. 47 seconds to go. 4-point Potter lead. The tip is back off McCafferty's hand, who almost got a hand in there. And Easel has it. And Jenkins will move to attack for Westinghouse. Free throw line, cross-court pass on the left-hand side. Here's a jumper taken by Randolph off a hand. Weibel battles, and he will jump once again with McKinney.
Ball situation, and they set up the same play, and the guy just kind of waited for the ball to come to him, and so I went after it and tipped it out in front of him and then took off after it and just went for the basket.
The Big Mac attack. With 35 seconds to go. Westinghouse missed the shot, and Weibel was there for the rebound. McKinney will jump. He's 6'7". He has the advantage. The tip is taken away by McCafferty. The Big Mac attack is in, and he's fouled, and it'll count. What a play by Mike McCafferty off the tip play. The ball was tipped by McKinney, and Big Mac on the side took it away.
And he Step Easel was waiting for the ball to come to him.
Who was Step it?
Easel. Easel was waiting for the ball to come to him. It was a bad mistake on Easel's part because he didn't go after the ball. Mac did, took it down, laid it in, was fouled.
And was fouled.
Indeed a big play in a 72-66 win, only the second time all year a ball club had come within 10 points of the now fifth-ranked Potters. Then it was on the road at Chillicothe IVC, a home win against Pontiac, another big victory at Macomb. Then to Bloomington, another tough road game. And it was the Kevin Bon Temps Show. Kevin scored the first 16 Potter points and had 36 for the ball game. Then a win at Canton. Then at home against Metamora, a 91-57 victory. During this time, along with the point production of the governor, it was the surgeon, Andy Kaufman, working inside, many times by using the 1-3-1 zone, the cage.
Well, in fact, yeah, that's what we work a lot on. With the trap, you can really work yourself because you know the person, there's always going to be someone right there with you, and you can work that much harder because you know that if you maybe overrun the guy's going to be right there to pick up where you left off.
And Andy works at trying to make his game better, sharpening that scalpel, perfecting those moves.
Well, we've worked on our inside game with me and Mike, working together so we can both get ourselves open. And with me and Steve on the wings, we've been trying to get him to come down with me and switch off, and every once in a while to really open up the middle, try to get more movement.
In the wing, no good. Bon Temps to the rebound. Kevin Root moves around Griffin. Now in the front court, gets the pass to Kaufman. Andy spins, left-hand side, works inside and scores! The surgeon goes to work!
Bon Temps inside, Kaufman, up, down, up and in. Andy Kaufman, the surgeon that time off the inbound pass to McCafferty, found the lane open, he went up and put it in. Inside pass Kaufman to the glass and good. Andy Kaufman finger rolls one home. He has now 10 points in double figures with 5 goals. He's 5 for 6 from the field. Between his legs. Has the ball stripped by the surgeon. Andy Kaufman takes the ball away that time. Here comes Kevin in the front court running. In the lane. Stops. Drop down pass. Kaufman good. From Bon Temps that time, it was gubernatorial surgery. Fires it up. Bounces it. No good. Kaufman with a rebound in. Andy Kaufman gets the rebound goal. He has a ton of points tonight.
And bounces it short. Rebound, Kaufman is in. There's the surgeon going to work. Back through, gets the ball to Kaufman. Andy's jumper is good. A beautiful play that time, worked from Bogeski to Garrison, who cut across the lane and found the surgeon. He takes the jumper and bounces it. Kaufman to rebound, up and in! That's the way to work, surgeon, that time, as he went to the boards and rebounded just enough time.
Andy ranks second in rebounds and second in scoring. On the offensive end, inside, he does cut them up like a surgeon, and he's certainly a very fine inside player. And I think this year the other thing that has made Andy a little bit stronger than in the past is that he's been able to hit the outside shot in the 10 to 15 foot range now with consistency. He is our leading percentage shooter on the year, shooting somewhere around 68% from the field now, which is super. He presently holds the school record, and at the rate he's going, he's going to break his own school record this year.
Then the much-awaited game with Rockford Auburn, ranked ninth in the state. A loser only one time previous, they came to play the Potters on Morton's home floor. It was a physical ball game. The halftime score 33-28, but in the third quarter, it was Mr. Clean, Steve Weibel, from the corner. Steve, what did you work on during the summer?
I worked mostly on my outside shot and on my defensive quickness, so I can play defense out front on quicker guys.
And that outside shot surely was there. You love it from the corner.
Yeah, that's one of the two places I worked on this summer. Mainly that was my shots that coach thought that I should work on for this year.
Corner Weibel. Steve takes a shot from the corner, and it goes down. We'll just tell you where he shoots it from, and the crowd will tell you if he makes it. In the corner, Weibel. Steve takes the jumper and hits it. Oh, he's got that point marked in the corner. In the corner, there's Weibel again. Mr. Clean seen again. In the corner, Weibel. Steve stops and fires it in. Bingo for Mr. Clean. And it's now taken away by Weibel again. He takes another jumper and hits. Third time's a charm for Mr. Clean that time. In and out, rebound batted away. It's Weibel, left-hand side, follow-away. Jumper goes home. Mr. Clean seen that time. And in the corner is Weibel. Steve outside, bounces it in. Mr. Clean gets one down. In the lane, Weibel. Steve up and down, up and in. Mr. Clean with a goal.
Steve is what I call our Mr. Outside Attack. Against the zone, he can be very devastating with his corner shot, and he does have the height to move underneath and work well under there also. Another one of Steve's greatest contributions is on the defensive end, where he has super quick hands, and he does have a nice wingspan on him, so to say, which really helps in our 1-3-1 trapping defense, and he gets his hands on numerous balls. I wish I would have started at the very beginning of the year just to see how many balls he did get a hand on and deflect, and which really causes something good to happen for us, because we usually recover it, and sometimes he doesn't recover it, but someone else does.
The final score, 84-60, the Potters still undefeated. Then Chicago St. Ignatius, second ranked in the Catholic League with a record of 15-4, stayed tough for a half, but it was the Potters 85, St. Ignatius 68. Then on the road to Galesburg, the Potters play the always tough Streaks, 74-61, a winner despite the fact Mike McCafferty left the game late with an injured knee. Then it was Normal Community. Mike Bogeski, 6'9", the school leader in block shots. Always called the Bird, now becoming an Eagle.
I think we're playing the way we did last year. We're just gradually getting better and better. We started getting better started last year, and we just progressed all the way up to now. I think we've just constantly been getting better.
The Eagle Eye View on the art of blocking shots.
The only time I think about if I can or can't block a shot is when I'm in foul trouble. Otherwise, it's just almost reflex anymore. I don't really think about it. When I see the guy go up for the shot, I try to watch to see if he's going to fake me, and then I just, when I see it leaves his hands, I try to let it get out of his hands, and then I block it.
Cross-court pass, Anderson. Right-hand side, stops, goes up. Blocked by Bogeski. He drives in the lane, goes into Bogeski and fouls. The third time tonight, Big Mike has established that position inside. Down underneath, beautiful passes, batted out of bounds! Elevator for the Bird that time as the Eagle flew.
and batted the ball out of bounds. What a block. Ricky timed it just right.
Baseline looks the shovel pass inside to Bogeski off the glass and good.
Kevin looked one way and found the bird in the midair that time. And Bogeski put it down. At Bob Bogeski from Chismark and good. The bird that time got the pass from Chismark, called for the ball, and they got it to him. Open at the free throw line is Bogeski. Takes one step and a bounce and a shot to score. 78-51. The bird was wide open that time.
He's been called Bird, and I was just thinking the last few days, and I think maybe this has even been said on the air, Mike has suddenly become an eagle. He's flying like an eagle out there now. And, gee, it's just, I'm just so happy that that it's happening for Mike, because he has worked so hard for it. He certainly has been very consistent for us on the defensive end all year, and he holds the school record for box shots, and he's going to break that record this year that he already holds, and I think he's setting one that may be the hardest to break of all records as far as school records at Martin High School go.
Mike was 9-for-10 from the field in that ball game in a 177 win. Greg Garrison started that game, but he's always been one of the starting eight and has been called upon many times during the year to take that starting role. How do you like that role, Greg?
Well, I like coming off the bench, because I feel like I play a lot better when I come off the bench, because I know, you know, that I have to go in and do the job and fill in for the guys that, you know, get in foul trouble or get injured like Mac did, and I seem to play better coming off the bench.
In the normal game, Double G had 2 points. It was the first field goal of the game, the first of 100. Not only are they deep, they're very flexible. Dan Chismark explains.
Well, I'd say I've moved more inside this year than I did last year. Last year I was more of a guard, and this year I play a lot more inside. More, I can go in for like Andy or Mike. Last year I wouldn't have done that. I just gone in as a guard.
Scott Berger had 10 points in the ball game in double figures. He explains the role of the man off the bench.
Well, when I come in, I don't feel any jitters at all. I just like to make sure I know what I got to do, where I'm going to play, and I just play as hard as I can and just hustle. You know, work my tail off, because I know I can do a good job, but I just got to be ready for it. A lot of it's, you know, before the game preparation too. You know, I think I've been up for every game this year. You know, it's just a matter of time. You know, if I get in there and I can help things out.
And one of the most exciting moments of this ball game came down the end, as Scott explains.
Yeah, I think, well, we got in with 4 minutes left, and we had 90 points. And we come on, things are going a little slow there, and everybody wants to score 100, you know, and it took us 4 minutes to score 10 points, and we finally made it there at the last second.
Jumper bounces away. There's Shepard. He goes out with the ball, down to Welsh, to Berger, who lays it up, and in! 100! Unbelievable! They work the break, and everybody's going crazy over 100 points. At the buzzer, it was Scott Berger getting the pass from Dave Welsh, and the final score is 100-77.
That made way for senior night, 24-0. Rockford East was the opponent in the last home game. Rockford East, the E-Raps, fourth ranked in the state last year, following Champaign. Four returning starters, one 6'8 sophomore. The halftime score, 32-27. But it was the third quarter that made the difference. The defense holding the E-Rabs to only 6 points in that frame. And the final, 68-53, an undefeated regular season, looking ahead to the East Peoria Regional this week. The Morton Potters, 1978-79. A special group of guys, recognized by many. Among them, Miss Heart of Illinois, Mortonite Crystal Ackerman.
I'm not only impressed with their display of basketball talent, but I'm also impressed with their character as a team. Each one of them is a very special guy, and they are certainly fine representatives of Morton.
And Crystal knows the value of working very hard.
I've been to several of the games, and they're a really fun team to watch because they really strive to do their best at every game. And I really feel confident that they will go a long way. I hope they do. They deserve that.
Not only do the Potters excel on the basketball floor, but in the classroom as well. For a game is like life, to be lived to the fullest.
Four out of the eight are A students, or borderline A students, and the rest of them, we don't have anyone below the average level, and and academically, they're a super super group of young men, and I think that really we have to a degree, give a lot of credit to the parents of these young boys for them to stick with them and really demand and expect them to do well in the classroom as well as on the basketball court. And I think that the academics do have to come first. And I think a young man that sloughs off in the classroom is going to slough off on the basketball court as well. So it's not one of those deals where you turn yourself on and off when you come to the court. These guys are genuinely giving that 100% effort in everything they try, regardless of whether it be with the studies in the classroom, with basketball, or whatever else they may be going into. So I think that that is what makes this group very special, is that they are good students, they are good basketball players, and they have the fine parents to give them the support in both of those, and therefore you come up with some fine individuals. And I might add that this is one of the few years in the past, say, 10, that I have seen the type of thing happen that we now have with the younger generation people in our community asking for autographs and things like that. And this only happens if we have both of the situations where they are good basketball players, good in the classroom academically, and boys of high character. And I think that the young people that come up and ask them are certainly paying a great honor to our boys by doing that. And I think that the reason they are doing that, and the reason that a young boy or girl's parents would want them to come up and do something like that, is because they also realize that they are someone that really, if they want to look up to, they are someone that they can look up to and feel good about.
Oh yes, and there was Otis and all of those fans. Norm Reiser heard them.
Well, it's certainly been a very positive factor for us this year. The fan support has just been terrific. We have great fans, and they have gotten behind our team and really shown the type of support that that we like to have. And it's just great. I know a number of people have said, "Well, coach, doesn't that put a lot of pressure on you or the boys?" And my answer is no, it doesn't. We look at it as a positive type thing, where they're behind us, and I think it really helps us. And I think, for example, I look back to last night on the game against Rockford East, and when Andy slammed the ball at that end, the crowd got up, and they must have been up for 2 minutes, and it helped our team. Gee whiz, it really got us going. And it took a little bit away from the opponent, I think, because the fact that Andy did slam the ball, and the enthusiasm just broke loose all over in the gym, and that was one of the turning points in the game. So, gee, we really welcome the fan support. It's been terrific.
And Weibel picks the ball up to Majewski, the outlet pass running to front court, Bontemps to the surgeon, who slams! Gubernatorial surgery on a slam dunk for Andy Kaufman! The surgeon was really in the operating room that time!
That may have sparked the plug.
It really is. It's brought everybody up. The surgeon slam dunked a pass from Bontemps that time. And credit Majewski with the outlet pass. 14-14.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Eastbound and down. What does it all mean? Well, the University of Illinois is 90 miles southeast. Now, there is a long way to go. And Norm Reiser, head coach, always stresses one game at a time. But the ultimate goal, well, it's obvious. We hope that you'll take them one at a time with us here on WTAZ, all the way to Champaign. On behalf of Tony Brubaker and Rick Atterbury and all here at WTAZ, this is Dave Snell, wishing to thank Morton High School, Norm Reiser and his staff, Crystal Ackerman, the cheerleaders, Otis, you the fans of the Morton Potters, the 1978-79 Morton Potters, Mike McCafferty, Andy Kaufman, Steve Weibel, Kevin Bontemps, Mike Bogeski, Greg Garrison, Scott Berger, Dan Chismart, Matt Heffelfinger, Kevin Winkler, Dave Welsh, and Tom Shepard. Thanks, guys. It's been a great year. Morton High School basketball, 1979-78, 25-0, and still alive. It's been, truly, a great year. A happening.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. A short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.